So listen to this. Now, this is true. But not the whole truth. Some other says, when we get to heaven, we will reign with him. That's true too. But that is not the whole truth. You see, when you don't get the real, when you do not get the right teaching, you can be left with the wrong impression. I'm going to say it again. When you don't get the right teaching, you can be left with the wrong impression, thinking you are to go through life with nothing. Listen to my answer. No, no, no. No. This impression says you can be saved, all right, but you have to continue to be ruled by the devil, by sin, sickness, poverty, fear, and bondage. You have to go through life this way until you finally make it to heaven. Finally, and some say barely, make it to heaven. But that's not what the word says or the Bible teaches. But that's what folks say. You have people today standing right here tell you that God don't heal today. See, Jesus redeemed us from the curse. Jesus redeemed us. Satan has, listen to me good, Satan has absolutely big old fat zero on the man of side. No authority, no say-so over your life or in your life. He has no right. It's a big old fat zero on the minus side. Not on the plus. He has absolutely nothing to say to you, to dictate to you, to tell you who you are, what you can do. He'll tempt you. He'll lie to you. He'll try to deceive you. But when you know the truth, you can't be deceived. Amen. And you'll know inside of you, I'm supposed to reign. I'm supposed to live good. I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to have joy. I'm supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to live in peace. I'm supposed to have joy. I'm supposed to have a good life. I'm supposed to have a good car. I'm supposed to live in good things. I'm supposed to. I'm not created for poverty. I'm not created for lack. I'm not created for confusion. No, I'm supposed to. That's my God-given right. That's my blood-bought rights. I've been redeemed to live good. I've been redeemed to live holy. I've been redeemed so I can live like God. Hallelujah. But if you listen to all the wild talking, you think you're not supposed to have anything. You begin to look at the color of your skin. You begin to make crazy decisions. Skin color had nothing to do with this kingdom. This is a covenant that God and Abraham made, and Jesus came and fulfilled and established. And it's an everlasting covenant, a covenant. And he said, whosoever will, so I will. Did you hear what I said? I will to yield my will. Yes, and I said yes to you, Lord. Yes. So every cursed thing that was in my life had to leave. Yes. And they constantly trying to come and attach itself to me. I said, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus. I've been redeemed. I'm going to say it again. I've been redeemed. And I just don't say it. I've been redeemed and I know it. And I will not allow you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Glory to God. Now listen. The Bible teaches that you are the righteousness of God. What did the Bible teach you? The Bible teaches you. Now, I want you to listen, because see, people tell you, no, you ask the person, are you right? They'll say something like, I'm trying to be. You can't. How? You ask me, are you a man? Well, I'm trying to be. You look at me and say, what's wrong with them? No, I'm not trying to be a man. I was made that way. That's not, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I was made that way. And so, and when I got born again, I was made that way. I don't have to try. So listen, Second Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him, talking about Jesus, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Are you in him? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says what? Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Pass away. Behold what? All things are become new. Are you in him?
Yes.
Are you in him? Within you, the righteousness of God in him. You are the righteousness of God. Whether you feel like it, you don't need no feeling. That's what you were made. Whether you act like it or not, if you're born again, you're the righteousness of God. You need to learn how to act right. And then back to this manual again. You need to get in here so you can learn how to act. You ever see a kid go to the table and nobody ever taught him any manner? He's just reaching and doing and all. Don't know how to sit down, know how to put one hand in his lap and the other, and use it, you know, the things, the fork and knives and stuff with the other hand. You see him with both hands reaching over. He don't know who he is. But when you find out who you are, you can act like a righteous person. And that's why you have so many saints acting like they do. They don't know who they are. Hello, I could go a lot of ways with that, but I'm not. I'm gonna stay on course because I almost took off. I'm gonna stay with what. Because I'm praise God. Listen to this. I read 2 Corinthians 5:21 again. For he has made him to be sin for us. For he has made him Jesus. For he, God, has made him Jesus. So you can fully understand that. To be sin for us. In other words, Jesus became sin for us who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God. When we have been justified. See, we've been made the righteousness of God. Look, we have been justified. That means we have been put in right standing with God. What you say? Put in right standing with God. What you mean? There's nothing between God and me. There's nothing between God and you. He holds nothing against you. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. So I'm about to read some scripture, and I want you to listen. He sees you right before his eyes. So then he put us in right standing with God, and God sees and declare. God sees and declare us flawless in his eyes. God sees and declare. Not only see us, he declares we are flawless in his eyes. Listen at Romans 5, 1 and 2. This is from the Passion Translation, but listen good. Hallelujah.